If you are listening to this podcast, there are huge chances that you must have taken a course from Udemy, or you have learned any particular skill, or you get some particular type of knowledge from YouTube. That means you learn something from online platforms. That means you are educating yourselves using the internet. Today, in this podcast, I will be going to talk about online educational business model. It is a really interesting business model and it is extremely profitable. So listen to this podcast till the end. You will get to learn a lot of things. We will also discuss the case studies of different companies. So now let's begin. You are listening to the Anuj Vora Show. Here I share my thoughts, knowledge, ideas and opinions about personal finance, investment, marketing, business and economics. So keep learning and enjoy. So let's understand the basic understanding of online educational business model. So the understanding is simple, that if you teach online and if you make money, it is simply online educational business model. If you can sell your course online and make money, like any skill, you can sell your any skill to the people who are interested and you make money. This is what we call online educational business model. It's that simple. But there are also some different parts of online educational business model that we will cover further in this podcast. So stay tuned. So this industry was not that much popular all around the world before the COVID-19 pandemic. People believed that it is better to learn from physical interaction because it makes more sense. It makes a real education because you cannot learn a particular skill by a personal computer. People believe that it is better to go for school, go for tuition classes, go for colleges to learn particular skill, get a degree and get a good job. This was the mindset people used to have. But after the COVID-19 pandemic hit, everything changed. Now people are more focusing to learn new skills, new type of education using the different kind of platforms. Even universities and schools are offering online education. So within just 2 years, the drastic change is observed, and this is the reason online educational platforms are making more and more money every single day. Why? Because the trend is going on between learning things online, because the situation is not good outside and it is still, we have to maintain social distancing. We have to maintain physical distance between two persons. So it is better to learn skills online, and we can simply learn a lot of things by using the internet. Another reason that after the COVID-19 pandemic, these type of online platforms started booming is because job loss. There are huge job losses have happened in airline industries, in travel industries and hospitalization industries, in hotel industries and so on due to the COVID-19 pandemic simply. So these people are still not able to find their job because there is no demand in their industry. So what they have to do is they have to learn a new skill so that they can grab a new job in any particular industry. So what they will simply do is they have to learn a new skill, and in order to learn new skill, they are still not able to go outside because of the novel coronavirus. So they just have one option, which is online learning. They have to learn a new skill online and try to make a career in a new industry. So this is the approach of a people who are unemployed, and the unemployment rate has raised all around the world because of the coronavirus. Many industries crushed due to the coronavirus, and these led to the massive amount of traffic for online educational platforms like Udemy, Skillshare, Coursera and so on. You have to believe that we cannot simply rely on a single skill. That means if you lose a job, if you lose your business because of the artificial intelligence or whatsoever reason, you don't manage to get more customers, you will be out of the business. And during such period of time, you are not making money, or you are making less money than you actually want to live a sufficient lifestyle. So this thing will happen with most of us. So we have to be careful. You may think that the industry in which you are working will not die, then you are probably wrong, because each and every industry will face a difficult situation due to the artificial intelligence. And if you are in the field of artificial intelligence, congratulations, you are almost in safe hands. So what we need to learn is we need to have multiple skills, so that even if we don't manage to find a new job, even if we lose our job, even if our business fail, we have alternative options to make more money. And this is the reason you need to keep learning more and more skill that will help you in the future. You should not focus on the short-term period. I recommend that you should focus for the long term. So what I just said is a type of mentality. There are millions of people who believe the same thing that I just said, and that is the reason they keep learning new skills from the platforms like Udemy, Skillshare and all such platforms. And we can also consider YouTube as well. Now let's discuss how you can set up your online educational business. So what you need to do is you need to have make an account, or need to upload your course in any platform that offers a course publication. That means, for example, you can publish your course on Udemy, and you should start attracting more and more customers by sharing to others, by inviting your friends for free initially. So this is what you can do. Another thing that you should do is, which is more profitable, is build your own platform. There are many WordPress extensions, and there are many frameworks that offers you to build your online educational platform, and it is completely free. You just need to invest on the domain name and hosting. So by doing this, you can teach students in your own platform. You can take quiz, you can ask questions, that if your students have any doubt, then they can ask questions to you directly. All these things are available for free. You just need to explore. But the initial thing that you need to have is an expertise in any particular field or any particular skill. Let's say if you are good at video editing or photo editing, and you make a course regarding how to edit photos professionally in Photoshop or any other kind of software, then you are good to go. If your content is really good and valuable to the students, they will share, and you will keep attracting more and more students, and you will get more and more revenue because of this. The advantage of these kind of online educational platform is that it is very affordable to build. If you think for establishing your personal tuition, that means you have to rent a space where you teach to 2 to 3, almost 10 to 15 students, it is unlimited. You also have to pay rent for the property from where you teach the students. It is affordable because you just have to pay for hosting and web domain, or if you avail other kind of paid services like payment gateways and all such things, you will have to pay a nominal fees for that. Otherwise, it is very affordable compared to the tuition classes or the physical education, what you teach to the students. Another advantage is it is easy to scale. Now, what that means is, if you think for teaching students on one-on-one, there are, as I just said, that for example, tuition class, you just have 15 to 20 students in your tuitions because there are no enough space for that. And if we talk about online, you can have unlimited access and you can get hundreds and thousands of customers, hundreds and thousands of students that will learn from your course, that will pay you for the course that you have made. So the third and the most outstanding advantage is that you just have to focus on one time making a course. That means once you made a course on, let's say, how to edit photo online using Photoshop, that means a complete tutorial on Photoshop, what you need to do is you just need to upgrade the course. That means when the Photoshop, the version of Photoshop changes, that means it upgrades the Photoshop, then you just need to make a course on what are the things that are upgraded and what are the things that students need to learn from that. Otherwise, you just keep making money from the course that you have made. For example, if you made this course in 2021 and if you want to sell that particular course in 2025, it is still possible because the skill is still relevant. There is also tremendous demand in the market and students will still eager to learn photo editing skills. So these was the best advantages of having online educational platform. Now let's talk about different companies so that we can understand how their business model works. So I believe that whenever you want to learn something, if you understand with an example, if you understand with a case studies, then you can easily understand how that particular business model or how that particular topic is all about. So let's get started and understand the business model of Udemy. Udemy is a very affordable platform from which students can learn skills like anything, from video editing, programming, meditation, yoga, psychology, economics, management program, and all such things. Each and everything, whatever you want to learn, you can learn from Udemy. It is very affordable that the price of course is nearly starts from $10 and it ends at $20 to $30. So if you want to learn a particular skill in depth, you just need to spend $10 to $30 to learn a skill. It's that simple. The advantages of Udemy is that, let's say you don't want to learn that particular skill, you can simply buy back that particular course and you can simply redeem your money. That means you will get your money if you don't want to study that particular course. It allows you for 30 days. In 30 days, if you tell the Udemy that I want my money back and I don't want to learn that particular course, then Udemy will give you all the money. This can happen with anyone because when you see the example of from YouTube or anything from any other sources, you may think that it is the skill that you can acquire for the future benefit. But when you actually start learning, when you actually start understanding, you may feel that it is not a good thing for you and you may feel uncomfortable learning that particular skill. So it can happen with anyone, but Udemy allows you to refund and you will have all your money. Now if we talk about the instructor and teacher's perspective, you can simply upload your courses on Udemy, but Udemy is very strict towards maintaining the course quality. You need to have a good mic, you need to have a good camera in order to upload, in order to get approval from Udemy. So make sure that you have all these things before you plan for uploading your course on Udemy. There are hundreds of people, there are hundreds of instructors out there who have made millions of dollars from Udemy just by teaching students. The advantage of Udemy is that as you are offering course with very low price, there are thousands and millions of students who are eager to learn any particular skill. Let's say, for example, Python programming. Now, Python is very popular programming language and it is used in artificial intelligence and machine learning, and which is a very popular field in computer science. So students who belong from computer science or information and technology would prefer to learn that particular skill. So if you offer course with, let's say, $10, then there are huge students, there are huge number of students who would prefer to learn that particular skill. So you need to understand that if you offer course with low rates, and if you manage to target with huge students base, then it is possible to make thousands and millions of dollars from just one course. Now let's talk about the business model of Skillshare. Skillshare is also very popular platform. You must have seen paid partnership related videos of Skillshare in YouTube. In Udemy, you have to pay $10, $15, $20 for each course. However, if we talk about Skillshare, you need to buy a subscription plan. Once you buy a subscription plan of Skillshare, you can have unlimited access on a monthly or annually basis. So you can learn whatever you want to learn. Another important thing about Skillshare is that the top class professionals teach you about different kind of skills. Udemy is very comfortable that anyone can become an instructor in Udemy, but it is very hard to become an instructor in Skillshare because Skillshare prefer the professionals for that particular industry. The deep knowledge of any industry is required to become an instructor in Skillshare. Now let's talk about another platform, which is Coursera. It is also a very, very popular platform among students. Coursera offers certified courses from different universities. So when you learn from Coursera, you will be certified from any particular universities. That means if you learn anything from Udemy and Skillshare, you will get certificate from that particular Udemy, or that you will get certificate with a signature of that particular instructor. But if we talk about Coursera, you will be certified as a student of that particular university. So that's the biggest advantage of Coursera. But if we compare the prices, if we compare the course prices of Skillshare, Udemy and Coursera is the most expensive, because obviously it will be expensive because you will get to learn from the university professors, which are extremely knowledgeable towards their respective industry. Moreover, you will have to submit assignments and you will have to clear the exams if you enroll in Coursera, any course from Coursera. There are some courses which do not have any kind of assignment system or examination system, but I have seen a lot of courses that have quiz, assignments and examination system. And the last I would like to talk about is Unacademy. Unacademy is an Indian competitive examination app from which students can learn about different type of competitive exams like JEE, NEET, UPSC and all such things. These exams are very, very popular among students. They can directly get government jobs. They can directly get admission in one of the finest universities in India. So if they manage to clear these type of exams, it would be the best for their higher education. So the platform offers 6 months, 1 year courses to the students. You can interact with the instructor or the teacher directly. If you leverage the courses of Unacademy, you can ask questions, you have to pay some kind of assignments, you have to give exams. So it is also a very, very popular application and, or I should say, online education platform in India. So here we talk about four different types of online educational business model. The first one was Udemy, where you have to pay $10, $15 for a single course that you want to learn. The second is Skillshare, which was based on the subscription. That means if you pay, let's say $100 per year, that means you can have unlimited access. Whatever you want to learn, you can learn from the platform, which is Skillshare. It was subscription based. So the third is Coursera. From Coursera, you will be certified as a student of that particular university. That means if you take a course, let's say from Stanford University, and if you manage to clear with good grades, then you will be certified as a student from Stanford University. And the final is Unacademy. In Unacademy, students get to learn face to face from the instructor. There is no pre-recorded videos or something like that. There are pre-recorded videos, but there is also a facility that students get to interact with teachers directly. In Udemy, Coursera, and Skillshare, you will not get to interact with the teachers, but in Unacademy, you can interact and ask your questions directly to the teachers. So these are the four different types of business model in online educational business model. So if you are good at any particular skill and if you know how to teach, then it is the best time to establish your platform, to establish your brand, to producing more and more content regarding whatever you know, and then start selling the course. So I hope that as you have listened this podcast till now, you got to learn a lot of things and you have gotten a clear idea of how you can get started with your online educational business model. So yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is ANUJV21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.